You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
February was actually a very good month for automakers. Pretty much across the board, everybody was selling more cars, with one notable exception. In the midst of millions of recalled vehicles, congressional hearings, Toyota sales dropped 9%. Ford sales shot up 43% in the same month. That makes Ford the country's top-selling automaker. And are these just a blip on Toyota's radar screen? Could they signal a permanent change in loyalty toward Toyota among American car customers? That's the question we're asking Nick Bunkley. He's the auto industry reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And Nick, I have to wonder, the Toyota sales dropped 9%. To a certain extent, that's not bad news because analysts had predicted it was going to drop by double digits.
Yeah, they actually did a little bit better than a lot of people were expecting, and even Toyota said it was better than they were expecting because they were so focused for the month on fixing past customers' cars and said they really weren't having their dealers focus on getting new people into the showrooms and selling them cars.
And to be fair, Toyota stopped selling those vehicles for a while, which had to affect sales as well.
Yes, some of those vehicles were unable to be sold until they were fixed, and Toyota says that virtually all of them have been fixed, so basically their whole inventory is available now, and they are entering March, they say, back in sales mode again.
Okay, so I have to ask you, we're asking about whether or not this is a permanent thing or just a kind of a blip on the radar screen, and there's a couple data points here. Number one, Ford Motor Company says they don't think that they're getting increased sales from Toyota's customers. They feel like Toyota's customers are kind of just not buying right now, and Ford is picking up new customers. That's one thing. And the other thing was this new poll conducted at the end of February by Gallup that says most Toyota owners still like their cars, and 82% feel they're still safe.
Ford, the increase that they saw yesterday is really not fully explained by just Toyota people going to Ford instead. I mean, the increase was a lot more than that. And Toyota seems to think that they aren't losing their past customers in very large numbers, but that maybe they are having a hard time right now attracting some new buyers into the brand. That people that haven't bought a Toyota before are thinking, why would I want to buy a Toyota right now? So they're either not buying something or they're buying maybe a Ford or a GM product.
Well, if you want to talk about brands and brand loyalty, we need to bring in Bill McEwen. He's the senior strategic consultant at Gallup, and he's also author of the book Married to the Brand, Why Consumers Bond with Some Brands for Life. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So I want to repeat these statistics from Gallup, from your company, that shows that more than 70% of Toyota owners say they still have confidence in Toyota vehicles, and something like over 80% still feel like they're safe. That's brand loyalty to me.
Well, it's certainly potential loyalty. I think it's important to bear in mind that loyalty is a behavior, but it's a behavior that's accompanied by a strong emotional bond. Anything that weakens that bond is obviously of concern. On one hand, if you have 80% of your current owners saying that they have confidence in you, that's terrific. But you don't want 20% of them to lack that high bond of confidence.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, let me ask you this question that I asked to Nick, which is about explaining this jump in sales on Ford's part. And we're focusing on Ford, but really Nissan, Honda, GM, Hyundai, even Chrysler all saw a jump in sales last month. But let's talk about Ford. Is Ford's brand strengthening, or do you think that they're picking up something from the tarnishing of Toyota's brand?
Well, I think the gap between Ford and indeed between Detroit and Japan with regard to reliability, confidence in the basic promise of an automobile has narrowed. I think that that Ford is now reaping some of the benefits of being in a consideration set that they weren't before.
There's been a lot, Bill, I have to ask you, because for years, Detroit automakers have argued that while their quality has steadily improved, they haven't been able to get that message across to the customers. Do you think the recall, Toyota's recalls, have helped them communicate the message about improving quality coming out of Detroit?
Again, I think what that has done is narrow the gap. I think at one point, the perception was that a lot of Detroit cars were poorly made. As you say, the reality was that they were much better made than they were perceived to be. To the extent that Japanese vehicles led by Toyota are undergoing the same kind of recalls that consumers associated with Detroit vehicles, means that Detroit is not alone in having problems and having to rectify them.
Nick Bunkley, you know, your colleague Marcus Mabry on this program on Monday suggested that when the auto sales came out, the Toyota's losses might be Korean gains. But I was listening to Korean dealers around the country last night talking about how worried they are that if Toyota has a reputation problem, that it's going to affect them, that their fortunes actually lie with Toyota. They don't gain anything. Did you notice that?
Well, the Korean companies, Hyundai and Kia, they certainly have gotten some gains as well. They also had a really good year a year ago, which affects their numbers now. But there is certainly the concern out there that among a lot of foreign automakers that this could spread, and people think that all foreign cars maybe are something to question the quality of. I don't know that that's something we're going to see a whole lot of, especially as the time passes here and the recalls aren't in the top of the news every day.
That's Nick Buckley with the New York Times. Bill McEwen, let me ask you, one analyst that I was listening to said that the other automakers are smart not to make too much out of the Toyota recalls because recalls happen all the time, and they don't want customers feeling like just because you have a recall, it means your quality is suffering. Would you agree that that's a kind of a good brand strategy, not to blow recalls out of proportion?
I would absolutely, because it's the throwing stones at glass houses problem.
Well, which is...
You'll have a glass house yourself at some point.
Right, and Nissan has actually announced today the recall of over 500,000 vehicles. We had a recall from GM and another from Ford within the past couple of weeks as well. So I assume everyone doesn't want to turn recalls into kind of a witch hunt. Bill McEwen is a senior strategic consultant at Gallup. He's author of the book Married to the Brand, Why Consumers Bond with Some Brands for Life. And Nick Bunkley is the auto industry reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.